You can follow Ahval News Online podcast series through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spreaker. All you need to know about Turkey is here for your ears, mind, and attention. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Hello and welcome to Ahval Hot Pursuit. I am joined by my colleague Marco Ansaldo from Italy, La Repubblica. Hello, ciao Marco.
Ciao Yavuz. Hello, nice to be with Ahval.
Nice to talk to you. And this is a new development. As sort of repercussions, reverberations of the famous palace choreography, so-called Sofagate, continues. Now this time the stage is Italy. Prime Minister of Italy, Mario Draghi, last night, answering a question, used the words dictator, cooperations with dictators, pragmatism, etc., in the context of Turkish President Erdogan, which caused quite a stir. And there were reactions from Turkey. Italian ambassador in Ankara, Massimo Gaiani, was called to the ministry and handed out a severe protest. And Rome, the capital of Italy, is, I think, quite a stage now for unrest or for discontent reactions. What's happening there?
It's happening that Draghi said what many politicians in Italy, in Europe, in Turkey, and everywhere are thinking. You see, Yavuz, Mario Draghi is not only an Italian, but it's a full, frank European guy. And so he, of course, has to know some diplomatic rules.
But he's a technocrat, basically.
But he's a technocrat. So in this way,
as an independent identity.
Exactly. As a new Italian prime minister, he said something without listening, something according to the diplomacy, something listening directly to Farnesina, to the Ministry of Italian Foreign Affairs. So he said something frankly, after seeing what happened in Ankara during the so-called Sofagate. So he said we have to call these persons dictators, and we have to collaborate. Then he said again, we have to cooperate with them in order to satisfy our needs. So this, of course, was a shock, especially in Turkey, but also in Italy, because, of course, this position of the Italian prime minister was not said accordingly with the foreign ministry. Mm-hmm. So the foreign minister, Luigi Di Maio, didn't know exactly the intentions of Mario Draghi. And now an Italian official position has to be found, because of course the ambassador Massimo Gaiani, which I've spoken directly right some minutes ago, called by the Turkish foreign minister and now has to say, to reply something after the Turkish angry on the sentence that Mario Draghi said on President Erdogan.
Draghi uttered these words, and you said non-diplomatic, because he has a technocrat identity. But do you think he expressed these phrases deliberately, knowingly, or was that just a lapsus or something that he didn't need to say?
I don't think it was a lapsus. I think he said what frankly he's thinking. Mm. Of course, he is aware, because Mario Draghi, as governor of the BCE, is an experimented technocrat and a man of values and of Europe. he said what he is thinking, really, knowing perfectly that his sentence could have some harsh reactions from Ankara. But at the same time, he is now collecting many positive reactions, not only from Italy, but in Europe, as you are seeing coming from different countries, and also in Turkey as well. Not, of course, officially, not, of course, coming from the 95% of the pro-government media, but from the opposition, from the social media, you can see that many are saying, bravo, Draghi, Aferin, Draghi. Draghi is courageous. Draghi is saying what many people are thinking and are not expressing directly. So this is a position that, in a way, is also reinforcing the Italian prime minister in foreign policy as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think will be the next step? Will there be an apology? Because, as we know, as you also reported, as we also covered, Italy and Turkey have very strong traditional trade relations, including defense trade, arms exports from Italy, and many other things, automotive, etc. It's deep relations. And this was one of the causes that placed Italy sort of in the middle when the crisis between Ankara and Brussels was developing alongside with Spain, again, on the same for the same reasons. So one would reasonably think that there will be a sort of a step back from Rome, or what do you think?
I tend to exclude absolutely an apology from Rome. What exactly the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs in Turkey asked to the Ambassador Massimo Gaiani was a retreat. I tend to exclude a retreat from Rome. Of course, there will be a diplomatic way, some words that can...
Clarification, maybe, of what he said.
Clarification, a new declaration that will not be a retreat, but will vest, in a way, the words that Draghi said, saying, we said what we said. We know that Turkey is a democracy, that the president of the state and the prime minister of the government, they are elected in a democratic way and in a regular way. But we are expressing some tendencies that the people in the streets are thinking. So this can be a way to save also the economy. We all know, as you are fully aware and you told before, that the tradition between the diplomatic traditions between Italy and Turkey are high. They are full friends. And of course, the economy, the commercial issues are very important. So I think that this step will go on the same level. It will be not a crisis during, as we remember some years ago, many than 20 years ago, during the Öcalan case, when Abdullah Öcalan came to Rome, was firstly hosted by the government, and then after 2 months sent away. And there was a big crisis when the Italian economy in Turkey was completely destroyed. I don't think we are at the same level. It will be found a democratic and friendship way, but at the same level, no apologies and no retreat by Rome.
In this case, one could also say diplomatically, Erdogan camp has come out winning again, because it will be sort of Italy seen as making a mistake. Erdogan and Palace did not apologize for the sofa gate, which left Ursula von der Leyen standing there, flabbergasted, not understanding what was going on with the chairs. And again, now it's Roma, Rome, which is in a bad position. And Erdogan comes out unharmed, undamaged out of this.
I think that politically, not in a moral way, but politically, Erdogan is a master, he's a genius. You see, he's dividing Europe, not only now for the Sofagate, but much more before for on many issues. And now, of course, you see there are different positions in Italy between the Palazzo Chigi, the prime minister, and Farnesina, the foreign ministry. Now they have to find accordingly one position that has to be reported to Ankara. So in this way, Erdogan is a wonderful politician another time as well.
That aside, I think reverberations of what I think overwhelming majority in Europe and large scale segments of Turkish society, especially women, see as the humiliation of a politician, high-level president with the female identity will remain in disfavor of Palace and Erdogan. And I heard that Spanish, Dutch, German politicians, opposition or in power, especially women politicians, are up in arms. And also, I heard that in Rome, in Italian capital, some women politicians are up in arms. I think one incident is that one politician was speaking symbolically to an empty chair in Rome, right? Am I correct? So this will stay. This stain probably will stay as part of the memory of what happened in Ankara.
Sure. Yesterday in the Camera dei Deputati, the low chamber, there was an empty chair put in offer for President of the EU Commission, von der Leyen. But it was a symbol, of course. Many women today are demonstrating in words on what is happening. And yesterday, all the Italian newspapers, from La Repubblica to Corriere della Sera, from Il Sole 24 Ore to Il Messaggero, and even the local one as Il Secolo XIX in Genova, they had very big, on the front page, the scene in Ankara, at the Ankara Palace, at the presidential palace of Ursula von der Leyen, staying without in front of Erdogan and of Charles Michel, who was very much accused and criticized by the Italian politicians and also newspapers in front of them, staying up. So also today, many women are criticizing, of course, Ankara's withdrawal from the Istanbul Convention. So many words are expressed also by the Italian government on this issue, which is much more, which is much sensitive and felt by the Italian people and by the women.
So we will see continued debate, I suppose, through the media and between the politicians. European Parliament certainly will deal with this issue. And this also, I think, tells us, in a fair commentary, one could say, ending this conversation, that this clash of languages in the communications between European Union and Turkey is bound to continue, with similar consequences as predicted by some senior diplomats observing this situation, this process. I think the next stage, Marco, will be again a stage of clash when sides meet on Cyprus in Geneva at the end of April, because Turkish side will come with a two-state solution proposal, and then it may be a very short meeting. One will see. But to be continued, in short. Thank you for this conversation.
Thank you very much. And this issue, if I may say just the last word, is absolutely reinforcing on the European and on the world side Mario Draghi's sentence and Mario Draghi's stance as a technocrat and as a European who is frankly saying his position despite the diplomatic efforts who are tending to say some words in another way. So it's very clear what the new Italian prime minister is thinking. And this is very important for him, for Italy, and also for Turkey, because every position now is very clear.
Many people were criticizing the term positive agenda and positive momentum, because the question was including the big question mark again, whether or not European politicians, commission figures had decided to live in a lie, to continue to live in a lie, not expressing what they really think, but talking another language. As you say, Mario Draghi's words is basically reflecting what is in the subconscious, what is not being said or what is being talked about behind closed doors. That's why it's very interesting momentum right now.
This is a very important point. So the curtain has to come down and we have to express frankly what we are thinking. Despite right. economy, commerce will go on as well as before, but on the diplomatic way, we have to be very frank.
Marco Ansaldo, my colleague with La Repubblica, thank you for this conversation.
Thank you.